They ought to be safe here. The hill offered commanding views, and the slopes were precipitous to the north and west, and only slightly more gentle to the east. Yet as the dawn deepened and darkness seeped into the hollows between the trees, John's sense of foreboding grew. "This is the haunted forest," he told himself. "Maybe there are ghosts here, the spirits of the first men. This was their place once." "Stop acting the boy," he told himself. Clambering atop the piled rocks, John gazed off toward the setting sun. He could see the light shimmering like hammered gold off the surface of the milk water as it curved away to the south. Upriver, the land was more rugged, the dense forest giving way to a series of bare, stony hills that rose high and wild to the north and west. On the horizon stood the mountains, like a great shadow, range on range of them, receding into the blue-gray distance, their jagged peaks sheathed eternally in snow. Even from afar, they looked vast and cold and inhospitable. Closer at hand, it was the trees that ruled. To south and east, the wood went on as far as John could see, a vast tangle of root and limb painted in a thousand shades of green, with here and there a patch of red where a weirwood shouldered through the pines and sentinels, or a blush of yellow where some broadleaves had begun to turn. When the wind blew, he could hear the creak and groan of branches older than he was. A thousand leaves fluttered, and for a moment the forest seemed a deep green sea, storm-tossed and heaving, eternal and unknowable. Ghost was not like to be alone down there, he thought. Anything could be moving under that sea, creeping toward the ring fort through the dark of the wood, concealed beneath those trees. Anything. How would they ever know? He stood there for a long time, until the sun vanished behind the saw-toothed mountains, and darkness began to creep through the forest.
"John," Samuel Tarley called up, "I thought it looked like you. Are you well?"